十章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章，我们要从三十八节读到四十二节。
Verse 38 through 42.
路加福音第十章三十八节到四十二节。好，请我们弟兄姊妹大家一起来读。
Let's read together.
路加福音第十章三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着他的听道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大马，你为许多的事思虑烦恼，是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。大家都非常熟悉这段圣经。
This is a well-known passage.
如果你教过主日学的话，说不定你也讲过这段圣经。
If you ever teach Sunday school, perhaps you talk about this story.
因此，我们求主来怜悯恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy and grace on us.
让我们能够从这一段圣经里面听见主的声音。
So we may be able to hear the voice of the Lord from this passage.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你，
Lord,
你这样信实，让我们能够回到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you that you are so faithful that we can return back to you.
主啊，当我们打开主的话语，我们求你给我们一个敬畏主的心。
So when we opened up your words, may you give us a heart of fear.
我们想到当日回归的人，在你的面前读主话语的时候，他们心里面是何等的激动。
When we think about all the remnant, when they read your words, and their heart was
把那样敬畏主的心听也赏赐给我们。
May you give us the same fearful heart to us.
主啊，虽然我们熟悉这一段话语，
Even though we are very familiar with this passage,
但是我们求主早晨借着圣灵，让我们越过我们从前对这些话语的这个知识来认识他。
So may the Holy Spirit help us to bypass all the knowledge, all our previous knowledge, so that we may come to this passage with new perspective.
让我们早晨主要真是能够听见主向我们所说的话。
So we may truly hear the voice of the Lord.
我们就把这样的时间恭敬地仰望主的面前。
So we commit the following time in your hand.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
早晨这段话语，我们盼望主向我们敞开。
So we desire the Lord opened up this verses to us.
这话语一开始说呢，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄。
So in verse 38, it says Jesus entered a village.
有一个女人名叫马大，接主耶稣到她自己的家里。
A woman named Martha welcomed him into her home.
然后这个马大有一个妹子叫玛利亚。
Martha had a sister called Mary.
在耶稣脚前坐着听他讲道。
Who was seated at the Lord's feet and listening to his word.
为什么主耶稣到这个地方呢？
Why Jesus came to this place?
电池没有了，这个电池没有了，这个就很难。
There's no more battery in this device.
我想主耶稣不是要能够找到一个地方能够有一个好的晚餐。
So Jesus was not looking for dinner.
主耶稣也不是为了要找一个住宿的地方。
And Jesus was not looking for a place to live.
我想主耶稣那一天进到这个家只有一个目的。
So, I believe there's only one purpose for Jesus to enter into this home.
要让马大和门徒和我们以后的这一班读圣经的人知道哪一个是不可少的那一件。
So to cause Martha, all the disciples and all of us who read all these passages, know that the one thing is necessary.
弟兄姊妹们，在历世历代里面，所有忠心服侍主的人都只有一件事。
In all the generations, all the people who serve the Lord faithfully, there's the one thing in their heart.
大卫曾经说，他说我只有一件事。
So David said that there's one thing I have asked from the Lord.
我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣耀。
One thing I have asked from the Lord, and I shall seek.That I dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And
do. 大卫只有一件事。
So there's only one thing for David.
大卫没有很多事。
Not many.
保罗也是一样。
And Paul is the same.
保罗曾经说，他说我不是自己以为得着了。
And Paul said, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it.
我只有一件事。
But one thing I do.
就是忘记背后。努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
我们认为保罗有很多事。
We think there are many things for Paul to worry about.
但保罗明明说，他说我只有一件事。
But Paul clearly said there's only one thing for Paul.
那一件事就是忘记背后，努力面前。
The only thing
向着标杆直跑。
The only thing for Paul is forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
玛利亚。在路加福音第十章也只有一件事。
Mary, there was only one thing in Luke chapter 10.
在玛的心中一件事就是要坐在主的脚前听他讲道。
So Mary was concerned about one thing that she was sitting at Lord's feet and listening to his word.
但是相反的哈，这个玛大有很多事。
But on the contrary, Martha was busy with many things.
圣经说呢，玛大这个事后的事多。心里忙乱。
So Bible said that Martha was distracted with all her preparations.
我们相信玛大的确是一个爱主的一个姊妹。
We believe Martha loved the Lord.
因此她愿意把最好的来献给神。
And then she desired to offer the best to the Lord.
因此她有许许多多事情。
Therefore she was busy with many things.
但是玛大所做的这些事。是不是主耶稣叫他做的呢？
So all the things Martha was busy with is the things that the Lord wanted her to do.
玛大所做的这许多事是不是不可缺少的？
All things Martha was doing is it one thing that is necessary?
玛大她所做的每一件事都是需要的。
So Martha thought everything she did, she was doing is necessary.
都是不可缺少。
It's necessary.
但是，是不是主耶稣也是这样的觉得呢？
So, did the Lord also think this way?
因为玛大心里面觉得每一件事都是该做的。
Because in Martha's heart, everything she was doing was necessary.
因此，她心里面所想要做的事情超过了她自己所能够承受的。
That's why what Martha had planned in her heart actually exceeded her capacity.
因此，她就回到主的面前。
Therefore, she came to Jesus.
她说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候。”你不在意吗？
And she said, Lord, do you not care that my sister had left me to do all the serving alone?
请吩咐她来帮助我。
Please ask her to help me.
你看，这里面有两个不同的侍奉。
You see, there are two kinds of different services.
玛大的侍奉，还有玛利亚的侍奉。
A Martha's service and Mary's service.
玛大的侍奉呢？非常的烦扰。
So Martha was distracted by all her serving.
玛利亚的侍奉。
However, Mary's service
是非常的安息。
And very restful.
所以我不需要大叫的。玛利亚在她的侍奉里面是非常的专注的。
So, Mary in her service, she was very focused.
玛大的侍奉呢是非常的烦扰的。
Martha was distracted.
所以我们看到这里有两种不同的侍奉。
We see there are two kinds of different service.
在以西结书也让我们看见同样的事。
And then in Ezekiel, we see the same thing.
在以西结书四十四章里面，那个以西结就描写那个圣殿里面的侍奉。
In Ezekiel chapter 44, Ezekiel described the service in sanctuary.
哦，以色列人啊，走迷离开我的时候。只有祭司利未人撒度的子孙仍然看守我的殿宇。
So, but the Levitical priest, the son of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the son of Israel went astray from me,
他们必亲近我，侍奉我，并且侍立在我面前。
And shall come near to me to minister to me.
所以在以西结的时代呢，只有撒都的子孙是可以在内院侍奉的。
So in the time of Ezekiel, only the son of Zadok was able to serve in the inner court.
所有其他的利未人，他们只能在外面侍奉。
So all other Levites were only able to serve in the outer court.
利未人只能侍奉神的殿。
So Levites were only able to serve the sanctuary.
只有撒都的子孙能够侍奉神自己。
So only the son of Zadok.Themselves are able to serve Lord Himself.
这是两种侍奉的不同。
You see two kinds of service.
一个是侍奉神的殿。
And one is to serve the sanctuary.
一个是侍奉神自己。
The other is serve Himself.
什么是侍奉神的殿呢？
What it means to serve the sanctuary.
就是利未人在外院里面，他们要帮助以色列人来献各种各样的祭。
It's that Levites were busy in the outer court to help Israelites to offer all the sacrifice.
所有在外院的侍奉都是能够被人看见的。
All the service in the outer court is visible to man.
因此，所有在侍奉神的殿的事情上，都是可以被人看见的侍奉。
So anything regarding the service in the sanctuary is visible to man.
但是反过来的，撒都的子孙，他们的侍奉是在内院的。
On the other hand, the son of Zadok, their service is in the inner court.
他们乃是侍奉金灯台、橙色饼的桌子和金香炉的。
And they're serving the golden lampstand and then the table of showbread and also the altar.
所有内院的侍奉都是别人所看不见的侍奉。
All the service in the inner court is invisible to man.
就像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
我们很多人读路加福音第十章的时候，我们只看见侍奉。
So when we read Luke chapter 10, we only see one person serving.
我们只看见马大侍奉。
We only see Martha was serving.
因为马大的侍奉是可以看得见的。
Because Martha's service is visible.
我们都不觉得玛利亚在侍奉。
We don't think that Mary is actually serving.
因为玛利亚的侍奉是看不见的。
Because Mary's service is invisible.
就是那一天你在那个房间里面，你也不认为玛利亚在侍奉。
If you were in that house and then you didn't think that Mary is actually serving.
因为她的侍奉是人看不见的。
Because Mary's service is invisible.
这就是这两个侍奉的差别。
This is the difference between these two services.
一个是看得见的侍奉，那个是侍奉神的殿。
And one is the visible service, that is to serve the sanctuary.
今天我们两个人在这里侍奉，这个是看得见的侍奉。
As we serve together here, this is the service that is visible to man.
但是还有一种侍奉是看不见的侍奉。
There's another kind of service that is invisible.
那是侍奉神自己。
And that is to serve the Lord Himself.
我们读圣经的时候有一个错误的一个看法。
And then when we read this passage, we also have this misinterpretation.
认为哎呀。神喜欢玛利亚的侍奉，不喜欢马大的侍奉。
We feel like Lord is more pleased with the Martha's service rather than Mary's service.
所以称赞玛利亚，责备了马大。
Sorry, Lord is more pleased with Mary's service instead of Martha's service. That's why Lord rebuked Martha.
神不喜欢那些看得见的侍奉，神喜欢那个看不见的侍奉。
It looks like Lord is pleased with all the invisible service instead of visible service.
因此呢，我们呢，什么侍奉呢，都要停下来，都不要做了。
Therefore, we must stop all our visible services.
我们都学习玛利亚。
We all should be like Mary.
我们要在那个人看不见的地方呢，来亲近神。
So we need to draw ourselves near to the Lord in secret places.
因为所有外面的侍奉都是不讨神喜悦的。
Because all the invisible service is not pleasing to God.
因此我们看到弟兄姊妹忙忙碌碌，我们就说：“哎呀，你又是马大。”
So when we see a brother busy with all the services, you would say that you are Martha.
弟兄姊妹，这个是错误的。
This is an interpretation.
这不是圣经的意思。
This is not the true meaning of this text.
这个圣经的意思是，这个看得见的侍奉在背后必须有看不见的侍奉来支持的。
So the true meaning of this passage is that the invisible service must be supported by visible service.
侍奉神是侍奉殿的 一个根基啊。
So serving Lord is the foundation of serving sanctuary.
如果我们不能侍奉神的话，我们也不能侍奉神的殿。
If we cannot serve God, serve our Lord, we cannot serve sanctuary.
侍奉神的自己是不可缺少的那一件。
Serving the Lord Himself is the thing. It's one thing that is necessary.
我们如果只侍奉神的殿而不侍奉神的自己
，If we only serve the sanctuary without serving Lord Himself,
那我们的侍奉呢就会像马大一样。
Then our service will be like a service of Martha.
我们有没有这个不可缺少的这个侍奉
？Do we have that one thing is necessary?
还是我们像马大心里烦乱
？Or we like Martha, we are kid bay.
我们有许许多多的事
，we are busy with all.
而忽略了那个侍奉神自己。
We ignore the service serving Lord Himself.
如果我们是这样的话
If we are like this,
如果我们像马大一样只有外面的侍奉没有里面的侍奉
If we are like Martha, only have the outward service and then without any inward service,
迟早有一天你会抱怨的
And sooner or later you will start complaining.
因此他就来到主耶稣的面前
Therefore Martha came to Lord Jesus.
他就因为忙乱的缘故他抱怨了
Because she was distracted with all her preparations, she started to complain.
如果我们是一个有侍奉神自己的一个人
If we are the person who served the Lord himself,
无论我们在外面的事物有多少
No matter how busy we are,
我们不会忙乱的
And we will be not distracted.
所以保罗他曾经这样说
So Paul said,
他说啊，从此以后呢，人都不要搅扰我
So said, from now on, let no one trouble me.
虽然保罗有很多的事物的
There are a lot of things for Paul to.
但是没有一个人事物可以搅扰我的。
But not distract Paul.
因为保罗说，我侍奉神，乃是用我的心灵来侍奉。
Because Paul said, I serve Lord in my spirit.
我侍奉神，乃是在里面的一个侍奉。
I serve Lord in an inner. It's a, serving Lord is an inner service.
虽然在外面有很多侍奉殿的事。
Even though there are a lot of things outwardly.
但是保罗有侍奉神的这个时间。
But Paul always had a time to serve Lord himself.
如果我们心里烦乱的话
If we are distracted,
我们心里面对人有抱怨的话
Then we had a complaint towards man.
这对我们是一个提醒
This will serve as a reminder.
提醒我们缺少了那个不可少的那一件
It reminds us that we lack one thing necessary.
就是来侍奉神
It's to serve God.
如果我们没有这个侍奉神的内在的生活
If we don't have this inner life of serving God himself,
我们生活里面我们没有亲近到神
and we don't draw near to Lord
我们在外面这个所有的侍奉是不能久的
then all outward service cannot last long
我们绝对相信马大是爱的
and we truly believe Martha loved the Lord as much as
马大爱神和玛利亚爱神是一样的
as much as Mary
马大愿意把她最好的来献给神
Martha desired to offer all her best to Lord
而且她也用尽了她一切的力量
and she exhausted all her strength
那为什么她会抱怨呢
why she start to complain
如果我们不侍奉神的话我们有一天也会抱怨
if we don't serve the Lord himself and sooner or later we'll start to complain
所以我们的主耶稣就对马大说了他说马大马大你为许多的事思虑烦扰但是不可少的只有一件
Then the Lord answered and said to her Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things but only one thing is necessary
在圣经当中啊主只有在七次他呼叫人是呼叫两次的
So in the entire Bible there are only seven times of a double calling
这么多的圣经里面只有七次神呼召一个人呼召两次
So in the entire Bible there are only seven times for Lord to call someone twice
因此每次当主用两次来呼叫一个人的时候他有极为重要的话要向这个人说
So every time God calls somebody double times then there must be something important for Lord to say
这些人、啊、都是圣经中大名鼎鼎的人、啊、
And these men, these characters are very famous characters
一个是亚伯拉罕
And first is Abraham
在创世纪二十二章神说亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕
In Genesis chapter 21 God said Abraham, Abraham
在亚伯拉罕属灵生命走到最高峰的时候神两次呼叫他
In the climax of Abraham's life and then God called Abraham twice Abraham, Abraham.
在创世纪第三章的时候，神说：“摩西，摩西。”
In Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, Lord said, Moses, Moses.
那是在摩西的属灵光景最低潮的时候。
That was in the lowest point of Moses' life.
摩西走到一个地方，摸走他的属灵光景达到了谷底的时候。
It seems like Moses reached the end of his path and
神说摩西摩西
and then God said Moses Moses
神在这个使徒保罗在这个人生的一个转捩点的时候
when Paul was in his turning point of his life
神说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
and then God said Saul Saul why are you persecuting me
你看这些人都是圣经里面那个伟大的人物
so you see all these characters are great men
而且神在他们人生里面最重要的那个时刻向他们说话的时候两次的呼叫他们
so God actually called them twice in their turning point of their life
但是在这里面好像神所说话的对象是一个比较平凡的一个人
and here it looks like what a Lord was calling twice is an ordinary person
因为在这里面不单单是对着马大所说的话
and here Lord speaking to not just to Martha
当神说马大的时候包括我们所有的人在里面
when Lord called Martha Martha also including all of us
这是对所有侍奉神的人所说的一句话
it's speaking to all of the men who serve the Lord
因此这是非常重要的事
therefore it is very important
对于所有有心侍奉神的人这一句话是非常重要的
for those who have this heart to serve the Lord this is very important
你为许多的事情思虑烦恼但不可少的只有一件
you are worried and bothered about so many things but only one thing is necessary
马大来到他侍奉的尽头了
so Martha reached the limitation of her service
靠了他自己这个侍奉是不能持续下去的
by her own strength she cannot serve any longer
因此他来到了主的面前
therefore she came to the Lord
他不但来到主的面前
not only she came to the Lord
他对他的问题他有一个答案的
and then she also brought an answer to her
这是我们常常到主面前也是这样
And we also the same.
我们到了尽头了。
So we reach our limitation.
但是我们对我们的问题，我们有一个答案的。
But we brought an answer to our problem.
玛利亚说：“我这个有一个答案的。”
And that's why Martha said, "There's a solution to my problem."
这个答案呢，就是在玛利亚的身上。
So my solution is Mary.
如果这个玛利亚能够来帮我的忙的话
，If Mary can come and help me.
如果主在意的话
，If a Lord really cares.
那我的问题就。
Then my problem will be solved.
那真实的这个答案不在玛利亚的身上。
Then true answer is not on Mary.
真实的答案是在那个不可少的一件。
And the true answer is actually, it's that one thing is necessary.
这个答案不是说玛利亚来帮助他。
The answer is not like Mary need to come and help Martha.
这个答案是要侍奉神。
The answer is that you need to serve God.
要坐在主的脚前。
Is to sit at His feet.
要听他的话语。
And to listen to His words.
我们如何把这个来应用在我们今天的生活里面呢
？And how we can apply this to our life?
如果我们同意这主耶稣的话，要侍奉神。
If we agree with the Lord, then we are willing to serve the Lord.
我们如何侍奉神
？Then how we can serve the Lord?
如何操练这件事情
？How we can practice this?
我们看见在这个短短的这个几节圣经里面，主让我们看见有三个不同的操练。
So in this short passage, and the Lord showed us there are three different practices.
第一个操练要操练坐在主的脚前
and first practice is that we need to practice to sit at his feet
第二个操练要听见主的话语
second practice is to listen to his words
第三个操练要选择那上好的
and third practice is to choose the good part
如果我们在生活里面能够在这三方面来操练的话
if we can practice our daily living from these three aspects
我们就知道如何来侍奉神
then we should know how to serve the Lord
我们稍微在每一点上我们多讲一点。
So let's take a look at detail of each point.
第一个操练，我们要坐在主的脚前。
First practice is that we need to sit at his feet.
当坐在一个人的脚前的时候，我们和这个人非常的亲近的。
So when we sit at his feet, we are very close to this one.
今天我们都已经长大成人了，我们已经不再坐在人的脚前了。
Now we're all grown up, we no longer sit at someone's feet.
但是如果我们还有记忆力的话，当我们是一个 baby 的时候，当我们是一个 toddler 的时候，我们常常坐在我们父母的脚前的。
If you remember that when you are a baby or a toddler, we often sit at our parents' feet.
我相信我们在座没有一个人没有坐过在我们父母的脚前的。
So I believe no one here would never sit at your parents' feet.
你想想，在那一段时间里面，你和你父母的关系是何等的亲近呢
？Just remember that how intimate.Relationship you had with your parents.
就是我们坐在主的脚前，表示我们和主中间有一个非常亲近的关系。
So when we sit at Lord's feet, that means that we have such a close relationship with God.
在圣经当中啊，坐在主的脚前有一个特别的属灵意义的。
So in the Bible, sitting at Lord's feet has a so spiritual meaning.
在旧约圣经里面，他不说坐在脚前，他说在那个脚凳的前面下拜。
Old Testament, it didn't mention that to Lord's feet.It says to worship at his footstool.
所以在新约里面，若住在主的脚前，在旧约里面说，在他的脚凳前下拜。
In New Testament, it mentioned about sitting at Lord's feet, but in Old Testament, it says worship at his footstool.
这两件事是同一件事情。
These two things refer to the same thing.
所以在诗篇说呢，你们要遵从耶和华你们的神。在他的脚凳前下拜。
So in Psalm 99, it says, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool."
为什么说在他的脚凳前下拜呢
？Why it says is worshiping at His footstool?
什么是神的脚凳呢
？What is the footstool?
难道神真有一个脚凳吗
？Is there a footstool for God?
弟兄姊妹，神真的有一个脚凳。
And there is a footstool.
这个脚凳是在历代志上第28章里面告诉我们的。
So the footstool is actually talked about in First Chronicle chapter 28.
神真的有一个脚凳。
And there is a footstool for God.
到呢，安放耶和华的月柜，作为我神的脚凳。
So David, the ark of the Lord is the footstool of our God.
所以神的脚凳啊，就是神的月柜。
Therefore, the footstool of our God is the ark of the Lord.
在神的脚凳前下拜，就是在神的约柜前敬拜。
And worshiping at His footstool is actually worshiping at the ark.
我们神的宝座是在天上。
Before the ark. So our the throne of our God is in heaven.
他的脚凳呢，在约柜里。
And His footstool is in the ark.
所以我们神的脚是非常长的。
So our Lord's feet, the leg is too long.
因此呢，这个脚凳呢是天和地的这个相接的那个地方。
Therefore, footstool is the connection point of heaven and earth.
也是在旧约里面，大祭司每一年有一次在赎罪日的时候，能够进到那个至圣所，在这个脚凳的前面来敬拜神。
Therefore, in Old Testament time, and it only happened once a year in the Day of the High Priest.Enter the Holy of Holy and worship before the Ark of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们坐在主的脚前，会看见什么
？So if we sit at Lord's feet, what we see?
如果你坐在一个人的脚前，你必然会看见这个人的脚。
So when you sit at someone's feet, of course you see the feet of this man.
今天我们如果坐在主的脚前的话，我们必然会发现这双脚是带着钉痕的脚。
So when we sit at Lord's feet.We must see the pierced mark.
如果我们来到主的面前，坐在他的脚前，看见他脚上的钉痕的时候
，When we sit at Lord's feet and see the nail marks on His feet,
我们就知道今天我们来到主的面前，是因为主付了何等大的代价。
We will be reminded how much price our Jesus has paid.
从前以色列人是不能够来到那个脚凳前面的。
And before Israelites was not able to come before the footstool.
他们只能唱诗，我们在你的脚凳前下拜。
They can only sing the hymns that we nail down before your footstool.
他们从来没有办法真正的进到那个脚凳前面的。
But there is no way for them truly enter the footstool.
他们知道脚凳在哪里。
They knew where the footstool is.
每一个犹太人都知道那个脚凳在哪里。
Every Jew knew where the footstool is.
每一个犹太人也知道那个如何能够到脚凳的面前。
And every Jew knew the way to get to the footstool.
但是他们从来没有机会。
But they never had opportunity.
他们永远没有机会能够在那个脚凳前下拜。
They never had opportunity to worship at the footstool.
只有大祭司一年一次能够进入那个至圣所，在脚凳前下拜。
Only the high priest. was able to enter into the Holy of Holies and worship at the footstool.
感谢神，今天我们每一个人都能够来到主的脚前。
We thank Lord that now everyone is able to come before the footstool.
我们都能够在他的脚凳前下拜。
Then we can worship at his footstool.
这实在是我们今天极大的一个恩典。
This is what a such a great grace it is.
所以我们是不是愿意常常来坐在主的脚前呢？
Are we willing to sit at his footstool oftentimes?
有的时候我们宁可在外面侍奉。
Oftentimes we rather serve in outer court.
那服侍各样的献祭也有它的喜的。
So it's so attractive to serve, to prepare all the sacrifice.
但是侍奉神对我们有吸引力吗？
So, Is serving God attractive to us?
也许我们心里面的确的明白，侍奉神是非常重要的。
Even though our heart, we know that serving God is very important.
但是我们时间太少，我们事情太多。
But we are so busy with many other things, and we have a limited time.
因此，我们想到我们要减少哪一件的时候呢？常常我们第一件事情减少的就是侍奉神。
So the first thing we need to remove is the service. It's the serving God.
因此我们缺少了侍奉神的实际。
Therefore, we lack the reality of serving Lord Himself.
你看看，我们主耶稣在地上，他从来不这样做的。
So you see, our Lord Jesus never did this before.
不管主耶稣在地上有多少的忙碌的侍奉。
So no matter how busy, how many services our Lord had.
但是每一次侍奉完以后，我们主耶稣一定退下去之上。
So every time when our Lord was finished his service, retreated to mountain.
因为他要侍奉神。
He need to serve the Lord, serve God.
弟兄姊妹们，侍奉殿的能力来自侍奉神。
The power of serving the sanctuary come from serving God.
我们每一次侍奉都需要主的能力的。
So every time we serve, we need a power of God.
因此我们每一次侍奉之前都需要来到主的脚前。
Therefore, every time before we serve, we need to come before Lord's feet.
我们来向主来寻求他的能力。
So we need to seek and ask for the power of God.
我们在生活当中也应当如此学习。
So we should have the same learning in our daily living.
在我们遇见要重大的决定以前。
Before we make an important decision.
在我们重要的会议之前。
Before we start an important meeting.
在家庭里面一个重大的事情要做决定以前。
So if there's a very important thing that we need to make a decision for.
我们都应该先来到主的脚前。
I think we need to do is come before the Lord.
我们要学习成为一个常坐在主脚前的人。
So we need to become a person who can constantly sit at Lord's feet.
第二个学习要听主的话语。
Second learning is that we need to listen to His word.
如果我们在外面忙碌的时候
，If we're busy in the outer court,
最重要的是我们的手。
So the most important thing is our hands.
在外面的侍奉要有一双非常会做事的手。
It requires a very handy hands.To serve in outer court.
但是在内院的侍奉，在坐在主的脚前的侍奉，需要有一双耳朵的。
However, if we serve in the inner court, we need to have ears to listen.
如果我们的耳朵不能听见主的声音
，If our ears are not able to listen to the voice of the Lord,
我们无法坐在主的脚前。
Then there's no way for us to sit at the Lord's feet.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在主的面前常常犯两种错误的。
Oftentimes we make two mistakes before the Lord.
一个错误是主吩咐我们的事，我们没有做。
So one mistake is that we don't do the things that the Lord asked us to do.
这个事我们都很清楚。
So we're all clear about that.
还有一个错误是我们不清楚的。
So another mistake we're not aware of.
就是主吩咐我们所做的事，我们做了。
We often do the things that the Lord did not ask us to do.
我们不觉得那个是错误。
We didn't think it's a mistake.
玛大她做了许多事，都是主没有吩咐她做的。
Martha was busy with many things that the Lord did not ask her to do.
玛大的动机是善的。
And her motivation, her intention was good.
但是那些事是玛大要做的。
But all the things that was planned by Martha.
不是我们主叫她做的。
But not Jesus wanted her to do.
这就是我们今天通常所犯的错误。
This is a common mistake we made.
我们的做父母的都是希望为孩子好。
So as a parent, we hope all the best for our children.
我们的心意是出于良善的。
So our intention was good.
所以我们觉得我们孩子需要 参加这个，我们孩子就要参加、
那个。So we often feel like we need to sign up our kids for this or for that.
我们给孩子安排了许许多多的事情。
So we arrange so many for our children.
那个出发点都是好的。
Our intention was good.
我们的心意是善的。
And then our heart was.
但是我们从来没有到主的面前。
But we never came before the Lord.
问主说，我的孩子需不需要参加这个活动
？And ask the Lord, is it necessary for my kids to participate in this activity? Therefore, we are just like Martha.
We are
so distracted by many
things.
Because we arrange so many things in our life.
Our
intentions were all good.
So
none of the things were bad things.
但是我们没有到主面前说，主啊，我的孩子真的需要参加这么多活动吗
？But we never came before the Lord and asked, is it truly necessary for my kids to be involved in this activity?
因此我们像马大一样。
So we're just like Martha.
我们许多的事情在我们身上。
So there are so many things on our shoulders.
我们心里很忙乱啊。
And our heart was troubled.
而且我们心里非常的烦。
And then our heart is very troubled.
那有一天啊，我们走到尽头了。
And one day we will reach our.
我们就来到主的面前。
Then we came forward.
我们有一个答案。
Then we brought an answer.
我们完全知道那个答案在哪里。
We fully know the answer.
我们就跟主说了。
We asked the Lord.
都是我的先生。
It's all because of my husband.
你看，都是我一个人在忙着孩子的事情。
See, I'm busy with all my kids by myself.
如果我的先生能够多帮我一点忙的话呢，这个就解决了。
Would that be so much better if my husband helped me more?
所以我们有一个，我们自己做了一大堆的事物。
So we planted so many things.
但是我们的结论呢，所有的难处呢，都在我的先生的身上。
But it looks like all the solution to our problem is our spouse.
我们就像马大一样，到了主面前呢，我们就钉在那个玛利亚的身上。
So we're just like Martha when we came before the Lord, and our eyes fixed on Mary.
弟兄姊妹，那个答案不在你先生身上。
Brother sisters, the solution to your problem is not on your spouse.
那个答案也不在你姊妹身上。
Not on your sister. Why?
那个问题啊，是我们所做的这些事不一定是谁要我们做的。
The real problem is that we are doing busy with is not what the Lord asks us to do.
问题是这些事情不一定是主要我们在地上所做的一些事。
The problem is that what we are doing busy with is not what the Lord asks us to do.
因此我们才会落到这个马大这样的光景。
Therefore, we fall into the condition of Martha.
今天我们活在就是活在这样一个时代里面。
So we live in such a generation.
我们每一个人都是非常的忙碌的。
So everyone is so busy.
我们的儿女也是非常的忙碌的。
Our children are so busy.
但是我们需要这么忙碌吗？
Is it necessary for us to be so busy?
这些事都是主要我们做的吗？
Are these things asked by the Lord?
如果我们能够到主的面前来寻求，
If we come before the Lord and seek,
或许主能够让我们知道那个不可缺少的到底是哪一件事。
Perhaps the Lord will reveal to us there's one thing is necessary.
你知道在那个使徒行传里面就告诉我们非常好的一个。
So in Acts, it tells us a very good example.
就是保罗和希拉他们要侍奉神的时候。
When Paul and Silas went out and served the Lord.
不是保罗的主意。
So it was not Paul's idea.
也不是这个巴拿巴的主意。
It was not Barnabas' idea.
他们从来没有想到会有这一件事情。
So they never thought about this before.
那他们怎么知道他们要出去传福音呢？
So how they knew that they need to preach gospel?
那是因为他们在一起祷告的时候。
Is that when they pray together?
他们与众圣徒在一起侍奉神的时候。
When they serve the Lord together in the body of Christ.
圣经特别用了这几个字，他们侍奉神的时候，圣灵向他们说话。
So the Bible especially mentioned that as they ministered to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said,
弟兄姊妹，当众圣徒在一起祷告的时候，这个叫做侍奉。
So when all the saints gather together and pray, this is called the service.
因此在侍奉的时候，圣灵说，为我差派扫罗和巴拿巴。
When ministering to the Lord, and the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul. Because they were at the feet of the Lord.
所以他们听见了主的声音。
That's why they were able to hear the voice of the Lord.
然后他们就有外面的侍奉。
Then they started their outward service.
这个侍奉对于神的国度有何等大的冲击呢？
So what the impact their outward service brought to the kingdom of God?
这个侍奉不是出于人的意思。
And this service is not out of the will of man.
这是所有新约侍奉的一个模式。
And this is the pattern of the service in the New Testament.
所有在新约服事里面的人都要是一个守望的人。
So all the men who serve in the New Testament time need to be a watchman.
都必须是要一个坐在主脚前的人。
It must be a man who constantly sit at the feet of the Lord.
因为神说去做我招他们所做的工。
And because the Lord said to do the work to which I have called them.
保罗和巴拿巴不是自愿工啊。
So Paul and Barnabas not volunteer to do this.
他们被神所征召的。
So they were called by God.
亚伯拉罕也不是自愿的。
So Abraham not volunteer.
摩西不是自愿的。
And then Moses did not volunteer.
基甸不是自愿的。
And Gideon was not volunteer.
大卫也不是自愿的。
And David was not, did not volunteer.
在神的侍奉工厂里面，这些侍奉神的人不是自愿的。
So in the work of God, all the servants of God did not volunteer themselves to do the work of God.
他们乃是被神所呼召的。
And rather they are called by God.
如果我们不坐在主的脚前，听不见主的声音，哪里来的呼召呢？
So if we don't see that Lord's feet and hear his, listen to his word, how we can receive this calling?
因此没有一个侍奉神的人是能够 不侍奉神的。
None of the God's servants cannot serve the Lord himself.
我们必须要侍奉神自己。
We must serve Lord himself.
然后我们才能从神听到他要我们在外面的侍奉是什么。
Then we start to hear the voice of God and so start to serve in the outer court.
这是学习。
This is the second learning.
听见主的声音。
So it's that we are able to hear the voice of the Lord.
所以我们有心来真实的来学习在新约的里面来侍奉神的话，头一件事情就要学习那个耳朵。
So that's why the first thing we need to learn as we serve in the New Testament time is that to have the ear to listen to his voice.
所以当神来训练这个小小的撒母耳的时候呢，神头一件要训练撒母耳，就是要让撒母耳能够听见神的声音。
So when God started to train little Samuel, the first thing our God was training Samuel was for Samuel to be able to hear the voice of God.
撒母耳一生的侍奉乃是根据他的耳朵。
So all his Samuel's ministry is based on his ears.
没有他如果没有那个耳朵，撒母耳就没有侍奉。
So without Samuel's ears, and Samuel has no service.
今天我们也是一样。
And we're the same.
今天我们在教会侍奉，如果没有听见的声音，我们不能侍奉。
So as we serving in the church, we cannot hear the voice of the Lord. We start to serve.
第三，要选择那上好的福分。
And the third.Point is that we need to choose the good part.
主说玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
And the Lord says, for Mary has chosen the good part.
在新约圣经当中啊，在主耶稣离世这段时间，玛利亚是唯一的一个人能够用膏来膏主耶稣的。
So in the New Testament, before Lord went up the cross, went up on the cross, Mary was the only person who was able to anoint Lord Jesus.
是不是只有玛利亚一个人爱主呢？
So is it Mary was the only one who truly loved the Lord?
不是的，后来我发现还有其他的妇女也爱神的。
We discovered that a lot of other women also truly loved the Lord.
是不是只有玛利亚有香膏呢？
So was that only Mary had the anointing oil?
不是的，还有其他的妇女，她们也有香膏的。
Not so. All other women, many other women also had anointing.
那为什么只有玛利亚能够膏到主耶稣呢？
So Mary was the only person who were able to anoint Jesus.
因为只有玛利亚知道什么是时候。
Because Mary knew the good time.
他们都不知道什么是时候。
And all other women did not know the right time.
所以等到其他的妇女要来膏主耶稣的时候，已经太晚了。
So by the time they ready to anoint the Lord Jesus, it was too late.
他们失去了那个侍奉主的机会。
So they lost the opportunity to serve Lord.
他们不知道什么时候是那个时候。
They didn't know what is the good time.
那为什么玛利亚知道什么时候呢
？So how come Mary knew what is the right time？
因为玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
Because Mary was sitting at Lord's feet.
因为玛利亚听主的话。
Because Mary was listening to His word.
如果你坐在主的脚前，如果你听主的话语。你知道什么是时候
So if you sit at Lord's feet and listen to His voice, you wouldn't know the right time.
因此他就抓住了那个机会
Therefore, Mary seized the opportunity.
在那个时候把香膏完全的献给主耶稣
And at that particular moment, she consecrated the anointing oil.
姊妹们侍奉神是有机会
Brothers and sisters, that there is a time for us to serve the Lord.
我们不要以为我们随时随地都可以在什么地方，我们都能够有这样的机会的。
So don't think that we can serve Lord at any time at any place.
有些侍奉是有机会的。
Some of the service need a timing.
如果你失去了机会，可能机会不会再来的。
If you lost the opportunity, then it will never come back.
那我们怎么知道什么时候是该做什么侍奉呢
？Then how we know what time is the good time for the service?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
我们就是不知道。
And we truly don't know.
我们知道该做什么事，但是我们不知道什么时候该做那个事情。
We often know what things we need to do, but we often don't know what time to do this.
我们永远不知道这个对的时候。
We never know the right time.
只有主知道什么是对的时候。
Only Lord Himself knows the right time.
我们如果要知道那个时候的话，唯一的道路就是来到主的脚前听他的话语。
For us to know the right time, the only way is to sit at His feet and listen to His word.
所以传道书告诉我们，每一件事情都有时候的。
So therefore, in 传道书叫什么 ？Exodus. It tells us that there is always a time, timing for all things.
每一件事情都有时候的。
So everything has its own timing.
如果我们做姊妹的，你觉得你有一件事情要劝告你的弟兄
？So as a sister, you feel like there's something that you want to talk to your husband.
你觉得这个是完全是 主的意思、这件事情完全是对的、但是你要劝告你的弟兄、那个时候要对才行
husband,
如果那个时候是不对的话
good,
就算你讲的话是对的
what you say is right,
那个结果一定是不好的这就是我们的问题。我们不知道我们该说什么话。他从来不知道时候是对的时候。因此我们常常讲话是讲的对了。那个时间呢是最差的时间。所以在家庭里面呢常常有许多的纠纷。夫妻都觉得自己是对的。因为他们的话是对的。那如果对的话，为什么会有不和谐呢？因为那个时候呢，都是错的。如果你讲话的那个时间是错的，你的话越对呢，那个结果越不好。也许你想管教你的儿女，管教儿女有时间的，特别比较年长一点的孩子们。那你怎么知道什么时间可以劝告他呢
？And how do you know what is the right time？
我们不知道的。
We don't know the right time。
我们也不讲究的。
And we don't care。
特别是孩子。
Especially regarding to our children.
什么时间都是对的时间。
So we think any time is the right time.
只要我们想说，我们就说的。
We can say whatever we want at any time.
大部分的时间都是错的。
And most of the time, it was the wrong time.
弟兄姊妹，我们在错的时间里面，常常说很多对的话。
So oftentimes we speak the right thing at wrong times.
因此，我们有很多的冲突的。
Therefore, there are lots of conflicts.
在家庭里面有不和谐的。
And there's no harmony.
父母和子女中间有不和谐的。
And there's no harmony between parents and kids.
因为我们不知道什么时候 该说这些话。
Because we cannot tell the right time to speak this.
那谁知道呢？
Then who knows?
只有主知道。
Only Lord knows.
知道吗？有很多很重要的，我们应该来到主的面前。
So that's why there are so many good reasons for us to come before the Lord.
因为如果不来到主的面前，我们无法知道什么时候该说什么话。
So if we don't come before the Lord, we cannot tell what is the good time for us to speak the right thing.
我们常常因为不知道这个事情，我们犯了许多的错误。
Oftentimes we make many mistakes because of this.
因此我们必须要来到主的脚前。
Therefore, we must come before the feet of the Lord.
我们要听见主的话。
And listen to His word.
然后我们才知道那个时候到了没有。
Then we can tell the right time.
要在以西结书里面非常有意思的。
So it's very interesting fact that in Ezekiel.
他说祭司啊。只能穿细麻衣的。
So the priest shall only be clothed with a linen garment.
不可以穿羊毛的衣服的。
Not wool.
为什么不能穿羊毛的衣服呢？
Why they are not supposed to wear wool?
因为穿了羊毛的话呢，在圣殿服饰里面会出汗的。
Because when they are clothed with the wool garment, as they serve, they will sweat.
在圣殿里面，那个侍奉是不汗的。
So supposed to sweat as you serve.
你是不能够穿羊毛的衣服。
Therefore, you cannot wear the wool garment.
只能穿细麻的衣服。
Only linen.
穿了细麻，在内院侍奉以后呢，是不会出汗的。
Then if you are clothed with the linen garment as you serve in the inner court, you will not sweat.
弟兄姊妹啊，你我的侍奉出汗不出汗呐、啊、
？So as you serve, do you sweat?
我们常常出很多汗的。
Oftentimes we stir with a lot of sweating.
像马大一样，他的侍奉很出了很多汗的。
Just like Martha, as she stirs with sweat a lot.
但是在以西结里面告诉我们，在内院的侍奉呢是不许出汗的。
So in the book of Ezekiel, it says as you serve in the inner court, you are not allowed to sweat.
为什么会出汗呢？
And why you sweat?
因为我们的侍奉的时间不对的。
Because we serve at wrong time.
因此呢没有果效。
Therefore, there's no result.
没有果效就再做。
Then if there's no result, we will
还是没有果效。
And there's no result again.
再做。
And then we continue to do.
就出汗了。
Then we start sweating.
如果你要对的。
If youChoose the right time.
你做一次就够了。
Then you if you do it one time and then it will be enough.
你说一次就够了。
And then it's enough for you to say once.
不要出汗的。
Then a sweating is not necessary.
你看那个腓力传福音不是这样吗？
So you see when Philip was preaching the gospel,
他在旷野行走。
And then when he was walking,
看到一个。埃及阿伯的太监。
And he saw an Enoch, Ethiopian Enoch.
他的耳朵很好。
And, Philip, has a good ear.
听见圣灵的声音说你走进去。
And then Philip, was able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and said, approach a chariot.
他就走过去了。
And then he approached a chariot.
看见他正在读以赛亚书啊。
And he saw that Enoch was reading the book of Isaiah.
不明白。
And then he couldn't interpret.
所以菲利跟他讲解了。
So Philip interpreted Isaiah.
太监得救了。
And then, Enoch was saved.
就受浸了。
Enoch.And that he was baptized.
菲利出汗了没有啊？
So did you notice Philip was sweating?
这个服侍没有出汗的。
And then this service is the service without sweating.
因为他听见圣灵的声音。
Because Philip was able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵叫他去做这件事。
It was the Holy Spirit who caused Philip to do this.
所以他一做的时候，这个人就得救了。
So as soon as Philip did that, this man was saved.
如果不是圣灵的声音的话。我们怎么知道哪一个人在哪一个时候 他心里面已经准备好了呢？
So if it's not the voice of the Holy Spirit, how we can tell which person and which heart is fully prepared?
你可以每天都去跟他讲。
You can preach the gospel every day.
但是呢他每天他都不信的。
However, this person would not believe.
因此你就流了很多的汗了。
And therefore you sweat a lot.
你要知道，以西结书在圣殿侍奉是不许出汗的。
Remember in the book of Ezekiel, as you serve in the inner court, you are not allowed to sweat.
弟兄姊妹，这个侍奉神。
So brother, sister, this is called to God Himself.
如果我们侍奉是这样的。
If we serve like this.
如果我们侍奉从永远是在主的脚前开始
So if our service always start from the feet of the Lord
然后我们听见主的声音
And then we listen to his word
然后我们就有那个外面的那个圣殿的侍奉
Then we start our outward service
如果我们是这样做的话
If we serve like this
我们所做的事是永远不能被夺去的
So the things we're doing shall not be taken away from us.
所以玛利亚就是这样，那一天她坐在主的脚前。
So Mary was like this person, and she was sitting at the feet of the Lord.
她听见主的话语。
And listening to his word.
她发现那个侍奉的时机。她发现。
She discovered the right time.
因此她就抓住了那个侍奉的机会。
Therefore, she seized the opportunity.
她把她的这个香膏完全的奉献了。
So she consecrated her oil completely.
因此，我们主耶稣在马可福音的时候这样说。
So therefore, our Lord Jesus said.
主说他做的是尽他所能的。
So this woman has done all
she could.
That she could.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传福音。也要述说这女人所做的以为纪念
So truly I say to you Wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world What this woman has done Will also be spoken of in memory of her
所以玛利亚所做的这一件事是永远不能被夺去的
So what Mary was doing here Has done here Shall not be taken away from her
因为这件事情是神要他做的
Because this is the thing what God asked her to do
我们在地上可以做很多的事
We can do many things on earth
很多事将来都会被夺去的
And many things will be taken away from us
事实上绝大多数我们在地上所做的事情将来都会被夺去的
In fact, most of what we're doing will be taken away from us
所以约伯就说了他说自身出母胎我也必赤身来归回。
Therefore, Job said that naked I came from my mother's womb, and I naked I shall return there.
我们在地上有许许多多的机会，我们来做许多的事情。
So there are so many opportunities for us to do many other things.
我们今天也非常的忙碌，在为许多的事情烦扰。
So we are so busy and then distracted by many other things.
但这些事情。是不是会被夺去的呢
And then are all these things will be taken away from us?
如果有一天我们来到基督的审判的台前
If one day when we come before the judgment seat
我们心里面还会顾念这些事情吗
Will we be mindful of all these things?
弟兄姊妹常常要这样讲如果那天在审判台前不重要的事情今天也不重要
So, brothers and sisters, we should always have this mindset set that if the things does not matter before the judgment seat, then these things, today's time is not important.
如果这件事情在审判台前的时候是重要的，那今天呢，重要的。
If this thing is important before the judgment seat, then this thing is also important, equally important today.
我们需要知道这样，我们需要把。这个事情要分开来的。
So, we need to separate these things.
那些事情在基督审判台前不重要的事情，圣经上说那是卑贱的事。
So the things are not important before the judgment seat, and the Bible referred as lowly things. 卑贱 lowly things.
Yeah. 如果那个事情在审判的台前是重要的事情。今天是尊贵的事。
So if the things are important before the judgment seat, and these things are the things of honorable things.
所以今天呢，我们需要能够把尊贵的事和卑贱的事情分开来的。
So we need to separate these honorable things from the honorable things.
那我们怎么知道哪个事情是尊贵的，哪个卑贱的呢
？So how we can tell what things dishonorable and what things are honorable?
坐在主的脚前。
Then you need to sit before the feet of the Lord.
听见主的声音。
Listen to His word.
这个卑贱的事和尊贵的事马上就分出来。
And then this honorable thing and honorable thing will be soon separated.
然后我们就能够像玛利亚一样。
Then we'll be like Mary.
选择那个上好的。
And choose the good part.
选择那个最尊贵的。
Choose the honorable part.
选择那个最好的时机。
Choose the right time.
在那里来做我们的侍奉。
And then to do our service.
不但我们的侍奉不需要出汗。
Not only we don't need to sweat.
并且我们所做的永远都不能被夺去。
And then everything we do shall not be taken away from us.
但愿主能够开启我们。
May Lord reveal to us.
当我们在读这段圣经的时候。
As we read these verses.
让我们对侍奉有一个新的一个看见。
So we have this perspective towards.
我们来自我检讨在地上的侍奉。
So we can examine our service on earth.
在基督身体里面的侍奉。
And the service in the body of Christ.
在我们家庭中的侍奉。
And the service in our family.
让神来改变我们的侍奉。
Allow God to change our service.
让每一个侍奉都有根基的。
So that every service must have a foundation.
每一个侍奉都从侍奉神开始。
So that every single service must begin with the serving God Himself.
每一个侍奉都是不能被夺去的。
So every single service should not be taken away from us.
但愿主能够得着我们。
So may God gain us.
因为我们在地上的时间是有限的。
Because our time is limited.
我们在地上的机会也是有限的。
So we have less opportunity.
我们需要能够像玛利亚一样能够抓住这些有限的机会。
We should be like Mary to seize all this limited opportunity.
能够在地上有一些侍奉是永远不能被夺去的。
So we can have some service that shall not be taken away from us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
是你恩典，主，你从来没有任我们。
Because of your great grace, you never let us be.
因此你常常把我们带到你话语的面前。
And therefore you often bring us into your word.
但愿你的话像光一样。
May your words be our light.
能够让我们在里面看清我们前面的脚步。
So we can discern, see our steps.
让这个话成为我们脚前的这个灯。
So these words may become the lamp to our feet.
让我们路上的光。
And the light to my path.
让我们在侍奉的路上知道如何往前。
So as we serve, we know how to proceed.
不管是我们在家庭里面的侍奉。
No matter if we serve in this family.
或者我们在工作上的侍奉。
Or if we serve at our work.
或者在聚会当中的侍奉。
Or in meeting.
让我们都有一个根基的侍奉。
So that our service has this foundation.
让我们的侍奉乃是从坐在主的脚前开始。
So allow our service to begin with sitting.
让我们听见主的声音。
So that we may be able to hear the voice of the Lord.
因此我们能够这个上好的部分。
Therefore, we may be able to choose the good part.
在地上，让我们在有限的这个时间当中，能够做有一些侍奉是不能被夺去的。
So that in this limited time, and then so that we can do the service that cannot be taken away from us.
主，我们求你怜悯我们众人。
May you have mercy on all of us.
让我们能够进入这些话语的当中。
So that we may be able to enter into this word.
我们感谢你给我们这些时间。
We thank you for this time.
我们把荣耀感谢都归给你。
We give all the thanks and glory to you.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.